Thank you, Christian. And can everybody hear me? I'm not sure. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here to speak a little bit about our initiative and also showcase the value of collaboration. So as it was mentioned, I'm a community engagement specialist at the Global Alliance for Trade Facilitation, based at the World Economic Forum. And this is an initiative that is hosted by the World Economic Forum, the International Chamber of Commerce, the Center for International Private Enterprise, and GIZ. And it is funded by the government of the United States, Canada and Germany, and I see that they are represented here in this room, so I'm going to take this opportunity to thank them for their support. But what is it? It is an initiative that is dedicated to implementing the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement in developing countries, and the initiative has unique features in it, which is the first aspect is really public-private collaboration. So we work with about 40 business partners and also SMEs on the ground to implement our projects. And the second aspect is really impact measurement, so being able to measure the impact of our projects in terms of time and costs that has been saved by both business and government. So between implemented and implementing projects, we have about 40 of those, and majority of these projects are in Africa, and the other half is spread across Latin America, Asia, and now slowly into Europe, and we're present in Ukraine and North Macedonia, where we are implementing a variety of projects. So many of these projects are indeed digitalization initiatives, process simplification, process reforms, all in line, of course, with the WTO Trade Facilitation Agreement. And so the makeup and the structure of our alliance in itself is a symbol of collaboration, because it's a multi-donor collaboration. It's a collaboration among international organizations. It's also a collaboration with the private sector, ensuring that their perspectives are taken into account in when it comes to trade facilitation. So of course it's key, and I think that as we're working towards the path of building sustainable value chains, if we want to put together projects that are fit for purpose, such collaboration mechanism is needed. And throughout listening to the discussions here, what has become clear to me is that to drive action towards this, and at the risk of stating the obvious, you really need a robust traceability and transparency mechanism. But you know, the way to go about it isn't clear to many stakeholders. And I'm saying this because we do have different groups of stakeholders that we interact with. So we have for example, our MSME consultative group. And we remember when we brought up this question of ESG compliance, many of them had no clue, you know, what was that. And when we speak to our global private sector partners, so like the multinationals, of course they are aware of it. But you know, when they think of the trade element, one thing that we hear is that, okay, this, we know it's coming, we're trying to be ready for it, and what we know is that it's going to require a lot of documentation. You know, we're going to have to prove compliance by submitting a lot of documentation. And for us, when you think of trade facilitation, say, okay, maybe we can play a role here, you know, because as part of our efforts, we do know that trade is a document-intensive process, so we digitalize, for example, certificate of origin, eFITO certificates, and so how can we use what we do here to, you know, link it to ESG compliance? And so I was really happy to read about the UNTP, and for me it's useful because it gives us a framework, and it gives even MSMEs and different stakeholders, you know, a framework on how to go about this and how to conceptualize it if they want to drive action. So at the Global Alliance for Trade Facilitation, what we've done recently, and this was at the WTO Ministerial Conference, we have sort of entered into a collaboration agreement with on a platform that is called the Trade Logistics Information Pipeline. So basically, this is a DLT-enabled platform. It's meant to be a public good. It has been developed by the IOTA Foundation in partnership with Trademark Africa, to allow the seamless exchange of trade documentation, and this documentation can be anything, you know. So the system is neutral, is interoperable, it's an open source, it's scalable, and it can build on legacy systems, which here it has been said that's super important. So that's an example of a collaboration that we are looking into. And a pilot program was launched, you know, and it was looking at the exchange of data between Kenya and the UK. The findings of this pilot are sort of being implemented into the system, and the goal is to sort of improve on it and also ensure that it aligns with UNCFAC standards as well. So we'll be more than happy to collaborate with colleagues here. And I think that's a key example of collaboration. And the merrier, the more inputs we can get from people here, from different organizations, we'll more than welcome that. I'll stop here.